A storm is tracking east of Long Island and will move over Cape Cod later tonight. That puts us on the western side of the storm, and in most areas, it's been a cloudy and at times damp day. We've had some showers, some heavier downpours in spots, and there may still be a few lingering showers, possibly even a thunderstorm, as we go through the late day and early evening. Now, the areas that are stuck in the clouds have been mainly in the 60s to low 70s this afternoon. It's a different story across the north, the far north, and also the far west, basically farther away from the capital region to the north and west, where we've had a decent amount of sunshine through the day. It's those areas that have warmed up nicely into the 70s to near 80 degrees this afternoon. So moving into tonight, that storm system will work its way to the northeast. Any lingering showers or thunderstorms will come to an end, and we'll see clearing skies. It'll be a pleasant night, with temperatures falling back into the 50s across eastern New York and western New England. Some areas of fog are possible, especially where the ground is damp from the rainfall today. Now, moving into the day tomorrow, we are going to really flip a switch to summertime temperatures as we climb well into the 70s and 80s across the area tomorrow afternoon. Most areas should reach to or above the 80-degree mark, though we may hold in the 70s, especially across the higher elevations. We're looking at a partly sunny sky through the day tomorrow. Dew points will be relatively low, running in the 50s, and that means it will not feel especially humid, but you're definitely going to feel the heat. And there is the chance of a passing shower or storm, especially along and north of I-90 as we move into tomorrow afternoon. The heat goes on as we move into the day on Thursday. Temperatures again will climb up into the 80s in most areas. A few upper 70s are possible in the higher elevations. And just like tomorrow, a couple of pop-up storms are possible region-wide as we go through the day on Thursday. And it looks to be warm as we move into Friday and even as we begin the weekend on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any showers will end, clearing with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or storm, warm, high 76 to 82. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, warm, high 76 to 82. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and much warmer, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, any showers will end, clearing with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm, much warmer, high 80 to 85. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, chance of an isolated storm, warm, high 78 to 86. And on Friday, partly sunny, chance of a scattered thunderstorm, warm and more humid, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.